Chevron, and all these stories of Parshat Bereishis, there's so much to be understood b'pshat, but there's so much to be understood that's hidden within the storylines. And the Torah goes out of the way to tell us the measurements, the midos of the teva, that it was shalosh meos ama orech, it was 300 amos long, chamishim ama rachba, 50 amos wide, ushloshim ama kamasa, and 30 amos high. There's deeper yisodos here for sure. Why is that so crucial for us to understand and to know? So, Chevra, what caused the Mabel? Obviously, a lacking of Beinam Lechavero, a lot of taiva, a complete upheaval of society. But where did that start from? So maybe we could suggest and Svarim bring down that if you take the numbers of these midos, Shalosh Meos is 300, Chamishim Amah 50, Shalosh is 30, 300 plus 50 plus 30 is 380, which is exactly Gematria, and even each letter by itself of Lashon, right? 300 is Shin, 50 is Nun, and 30 is Lamed, Lashon. Lashon is the tongue. And the tongue represents our Dibor. The tongue represents our speech. The beginning is, how do we speak to people? How do we talk to people? You know, it's brought down in the Sefer Yetzirah that not speaking properly, having nivel peh and speaking derogatory to others, lashon hara, even leads to all of pagam bris, which we know went down by the Me'am Abel. So the lashon, and the emes is that lashon is so crucial. Emes, the morale explains that that's what separates us from animals. We know, unfortunately, by the Mabel, we became one with the animals. There's a lot of dogmas that I don't want to get into right now. We were no different than the animals. We were with the animals in the craziest of ways. What separates from the animals? The morale explains that there are different levels of humanity. There's domeim, there's inanimate objects that are completely silent, rocks, achvesnish. There's someach, there's flowers and trees that grow. There's chai, there's that which is alive. There are animals, lions and tigers and bears, achvesnish, right? And then what's the highest level? You think it's Adam, Ish. No, what does he call? He refers to it as Medaber. And he's telling us the essence of what separates us from an animal is our Koach HaDibur, is how we speak. And that's why what lifts us up in the holiest of ways, our Tefillah, our Torah, it's all the Dibur. It's in our Lashon. The downfall of humanity, the Torah's eluding was in our Lashon. And therefore the measurements of the Teva, Kenegadat to save us, was Gematria Lashon. In fact, I saw from the Sefer Chamra Tova, Rav Avram Simcha Mibranov, he says, Mabel is Rashi Tevos, Moves V'chayim B'yad Lashon. Obviously not in that order. Moves V'chayim B'yad Lashon is Mabel. Life or death is found within the tongue. Life and death is found within the tongue. How we're going to mekadesh our life is found within the tongue. But Moves, it's life and death, by the way. It's very interesting to point out. Father, when you think about the tongue, you think about Deba, we always think about not speaking Lashon Hara, and not speaking derogatory things, and not speaking Nivel Peh. But it's also making sure that we use our mouth for the positive. Meaning, could we use our mouth to lift other people, to build other people, to obviously learn Torah and to Tefillah. But even in Ben Al-Khadero, how are we using our mouth? And by the way, we pointed out earlier tonight, that was one of the downfalls of and what brought the Mabel and what was lacking from Noach, the Zohar says, what? That he didn't use his mouth. He didn't daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael proactively. He wasn't mechazek and mekarev Klal Yisrael proactively. He didn't use his lashon l'chaim. This is all being alluded to in the Midos of the Teva. To think about our koyach hadibur. Our koyach hadibur is mamish kodesh kedoshim. It's what separates us, or lo aleinu. If we don't live up to it, we're not separated from animals, and we're no different than animals, Hashem Yirachim. Let's use our mouth that Hashem has gifted each and every one of us. Use that mouth to build others. Use that mouth to build ourselves. Use that mouth to spread Kedusha. And that tzchus will be zoicha, just like the teva. The teva, what does teva mean? The Baal Shem Tov says, teva is a word. It's words of tefillah. It's words, right? Noach and his family, they were saved in the teva. From the Mabel. We live in a world of Mabel. You think it's any different today? Look around. We live in a world full of taiva, full of mam sheker, full of everything the Mabel was. So how are we going to be saved? It's in our teva, it's in our words of Torah, words of tefillah, words of encouragement to others, of building others, of doing for others. B'zoicher to be in that teva, And we'll be zayicha to be strong until we're zayicha to do away with all the sheker and all the taiva, with the gula shleim, with mishiach tekenu, b'mehir v'meinu. Everyone should have a beautiful heilige Shabbos Kodesh.
Okay.
Shabbos 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 Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh